2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
More than a dozen new COVID-19 testing machines are on their way to Utah.
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, testing should improve soon here in Utah with these new testing machines on their way. The 15 machines from Abbott Labs can run rapid COVID-19 tests and give results in 15 minutes or less. They use the same technology that powers some rapid flu tests. In fact, they're on the way around the country after that FDA approval that came late last week. Now, Governor Herbert has said that testing continues to be the biggest challenge we face, but it is also the solution. And these new machines will test another 100 people per day. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Sandy City is taking more steps against coronavirus. The city announced it is closing all in-person services starting today. This includes City Hall, parks, and public utility facilities. Sandy City Police and fire stations are also closed to the public. Residents should use online services and bill payment.
Hill Air Force Base will now only operate with mission essential personnel reporting. The move follows the actions of the Department of Defense, Air Force, and State of Utah's guidelines to keep everyone safe. The base says personnel will be notified by their supervisor if they're deemed essential.
The owner of a Utah cleaning business says his phone hasn't stopped ringing for 3 weeks. KSL TV's Ashley Kewish continues our live team coverage.
The EPA issued guidelines on products that can actually kill COVID-19. And Utah-based company Pure Maintenance has those solutions, and they say that their products qualify. What they use is a dry fog technology, and they use it for things like mold. It was actually really, really big with the H1N1 outbreak. They use that solution.
Pure Maintenance owner Brandon Adams says COVID-19 is actually pretty easy to kill. The difficult part is making sure you get every bit of the virus.
National tool and hardware chain Harbor Freight is donating their entire inventory of personal protective equipment. Spokesman Craig Hoffman says when they realized hospitals need what they're selling, they decided to give it all away.
44 million of those gloves, a couple hundred thousand of the N95 masks, and tens of thousands of face shields.
Hoffman says Harbor Freight is in 1,000 communities across the country. They have 11 stores in Utah.
A couple of social media influencers taking some heat this morning for ignoring a self-quarantine order when they hopped into an RV to leave New York City in the middle of the pandemic. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Tim, influencer and parenting blogger Naomi Davis is catching heat on social media from some of her nearly 500,000 followers on Instagram. The Utah native has been living in New York City with her husband and 5 kids, but recently posted an announcement saying that they're all packing into an RV and heading back west. Well, the move has understandably drawn some criticism. One follower commented, "I can only imagine what it must be like to try to contain 5 kids in an apartment, but this is a pretty thoughtless decision." It comes after a domestic travel advisory was put in place on Saturday for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, which asked residents to refrain from non-essential domestic travel for 14 days effective immediately. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The White House reveals a projected toll from COVID-19. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, President Trump warns the nation deaths from COVID-19 could reach 100,000 to 240,000 Americans.
This is going to be 3 weeks like we haven't seen before.
Fatalities jumped by nearly 1,000 just yesterday, exceeding 4,000 nationwide. Deaths in New York City topped 1,000 yesterday among 41,000 cases, but the curve of hospitalizations is starting to slow. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We have to find a way to mourn, but never be paralyzed.
8,500 patients now hospitalized in New York. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi already looking at another $2 trillion stimulus bill, telling CNN not enough was done in the last one.
We have to pass another bill that goes to meeting the need more substantially than we have.
Infrastructure projects could be used to spur the economy, but Republicans say her plans include Democratic agenda items they consider non-starters. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the captain of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt wants to abandon ship. 70 sailors testing positive for coronavirus. He wants the entire complement of 5,000 to be put ashore as the carrier's docked in Guam. The Navy has not yet approved that request. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Kind of an unsettled day on tap for the Wasatch on this Wednesday.
We got a storm system coming in. It is going to bring in some showers, rain or snow showers this evening, and it is going to be cooling down. So today we're in the mid-50s. We do cool down tomorrow with highs in the 40s. Then we're not done with stormy weather yet. Looks like more stormy weather will return late in the day Saturday, leading into Sunday and Monday as it cools once again and more showers move in.
Grant says those showers could continue into Thursday, and that's going to drop our high temperatures back into the 40s, more than 10 degrees cooler than normal for this time of year.